Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and you here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca Miller, your guest host today, along with co-host Otto Lohs and radio show producer Christina Lowe. Before that quick break, we're speaking with our own Nassau County executive, Laura Curran. And I know, Laura, you're in a car right now. We're so appreciative for you always coming to the show and filling us in on a lot of the updates that are going on. And I hear you're on your way up to Port Washington.
Yes, I am. I guess, folks, if you live on the North Shore, you know that you encounter some dead zones. So we backtrack quickly because I wanted to let everyone know I'm heading up to Port Washington because Port Washington is going to be part of our new downtown deals, downtowns. So over the summer, as a way to help our local downtowns, our IDA and Discover Long Island launched this special app. It's called the Mobile Downtown Deals Travel Pass. That gives you discounts on local shops and restaurants and hotels and activities in your local downtown. So we have already Great Neck, Rockville Center, Farmingdale. And today, you're going to get this news first, actually, Port Washington is joining the lineup as well. So Port Washington is just a natural for this because it's got the lovely waterfront. It's got amazing restaurants. I love Duan, by the way, really good Indian food, all kinds of activities and lovely boutique shops. So we want to give people downtown, we want to give people discounts on this and as a way to encourage them to go to downtowns and also to support local businesses because of every dollar you spend in your local downtown, 66 cents of that stays in the community. So it's a great way to celebrate summer and you know you got to shop, you got to buy food, so you may as well do it locally.
Sounds great. That's a great app. I love hearing about that. I actually live in Farmingdale and I'm sure that it's bringing a lot of people in. That's great.
Yeah, Farmingdale's got a great downtown, by the way. You're lucky to live there. There's a lot of fun restaurants.
It's too fun. Because I'm walking distance, so it's really great. Yeah, it's amazing. I've lived here about 15 years and have seen, you know, I have seen the revitalization, and it's really amazing. It's amazing, and you know, we're just happy that we're part of that app. I'm going to definitely put that on my phone.
Right. Absolutely. By the train station too.
That's right. That's what they're. I think that's part of the revitalization of the downtown main streets is to kind of make them more walkable. They're near trains, so people can, you know, that with the new housing that's built. I mean, there's so many brand new apartments in Farmingdale, and I know in Patchogue, and a lot of people are just commuting, and some don't even have cars. Though it's kind of hard not to have a car on Long Island, I think.
And you know, age friendly. It's very age friendly as well. When you have a walkable downtown, and people don't have to depend on their cars, it's easier to get around. It's better for our seniors, you know, and it's more social. It's easier to connect with their friends. They're not, you know, stuck at home by themselves. So the more we can get people out, get them social, I think it's just wonderful, especially for seniors.
Oh, absolutely. I agree so much. We were just, you know, curious about the Smart 911. If you could give us some information on what that does and how that's going to help. And it doesn't mean to call 911. So just wanted to get some information on that initiative.
Oh, sure. So this is our senior engagement initiative, which we launched a while ago. It's something that was spearheaded by our police department and also working with our Office for the Aging. And what it does is it connects seniors who sign up for it. They can either get texts, emails, phone calls, alerts when there are scams happening, alerts when there's a storm coming, alerts when, you know, anything, you know, God forbid, if something should happen again with the pandemic, that's not good. A way to get information out that seniors need quickly. And they can also sign up for occasional visits. So I was just at a visit the other day in Uniondale, where a couple of cops who were involved in this program stopped by a senior's house, actually a lovely couple who had signed up for this program just to check on them, give them that peace of mind, see if there's anything that they need. And it's wonderful for the seniors. It is also wonderful for their caregivers, their children who may not live with them, who are concerned about them. And we do have a problem with scams. Unfortunately, there are really bad people who prey on older folks who may be vulnerable and isolated. And they say, hey, you know, you've won $1 million, but you got to pay the taxes first. Or they'll say something like, you know, I'm your nephew and I've been in a terrible accident and I need this money wired to me. And often the seniors are afraid of reporting it. They're ashamed, they're embarrassed. So we want to make sure that we're engaged with them, that we have their back, that they know that they can rely on us.
Yeah, it's true. The scam thing is just so, it's so awful because they do prey on people. They do prey on seniors. And, you know, it's great that you can alert them so fast because it seems like so many scams pop up every day. You never know.
I heard this stuff that has nothing to do with taking money from anybody. I think it's called silent phone. And what happens is you get a phone call and you pick the phone up and there's nothing. The other end is dead. That's a successful scam right there, because what they're doing is accumulating a list of phone numbers where people pick the phone up and they actually sell those lists of phone numbers to people who do scam.
Wow. I hadn't heard that. You know what? I had that recently where it was an unknown number and I picked it up and there was just silence on the other end. It was very odd.
Well, you're on the list as far as like a black market list for phones that are active, if you will, where people will pick the phone up.
Awful. Just awful. I'm sorry, but there's a special place in hell for people who scam old people like that.
Yeah.
Old folks, seniors.
Yeah, and what they do too is they kind of get a number close to your number, because likely is that, you know, at least if you have more than one person on your plan, your phone numbers tend to be similar if you get it at the same time. So it like looks like it's, you know, could be someone in your family, you know, but there's so many scams, but I'm thankful that you guys are getting the message out really quick, and especially update with, you know, with nasty weather. And I mean, it's just so much information. The county is really doing great.
You know, I was just at a press conference before I got on this radio show with Senator Gillibrand, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Attorney General Letitia James. And Senator Gillibrand is working on legislation to help crack down on this. So, you know, this is something that's at all levels of government are very cognizant of and are working against. So hopefully, you know, we just have to get past the shame stigma and have people report these when it happens.
Well, yeah. I'm sure people who are in local government, including yourself, get these phone calls. You know, we're all equal when it comes to that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And exactly what you guys are doing is you're getting the information out there, because, you know, there are so many scams with Project Independence. We're always doing, you know, in our newsletters or in our advisories, you know, people will bring up something that has happened that you've never heard of. It's just incredible. So the more information we get out there that these scams are out there, I think we're getting more savvy to them. You know.
Yep, absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, there was that horrible one too with Social Security and, you know, it's like you were saying, there's a special place for people who are preying on seniors. So with this app, people can also get regular calls to like their answering machine if they don't have a cell phone.
Yes, absolutely. They can sign up for phone calls in any way they want to receive them. And you can also sign up for mail. For snail mail, if you prefer to get your information that way. So any way that you want to get this information, you can get it. And if you want, you can sign up for those sporadic visits. You don't have to, but you can if you want, just for that extra level of reassurance.
That is so great. That's really good information. I'm sure we can provide that information to Christina. I know is taking down information. I always watch her when she gets like really good information. And I know that it's going to be in our next newsletter, or we're going to do it in Talk of the Town. So yeah, that's great. Otto, did you have a question?
Well, no, I think conceptually people have to understand that somebody's always out there trying to get you. And when it comes to phone calls, If you don't recognize the phone number, don't pick the phone up. Everybody usually has some form of caller ID where you will see who the phone call came from. And if it's important, they will leave a message. Most of the time, they do not leave a message. With the phone particularly, you really have to get to the point where you don't pick up the phone.
It's unfortunate. You're right, though.
Yeah.
I think that landlines are almost obsolete at this point because, I got rid of my landline a couple of years back, and because every message on there was some marketing kind of call or informational call that had nothing to do with me. So I just, said, all right, I have my cell phone.
That's another topic. All right. Landlines. If I try to remove the landline, I won't mention the company name, but if I try to remove the landline from my cable package, my bill goes up because it's a package and it's grandfathered in. And once you remove it, now you're in another category. So no matter how you slice it, you can't change your cable package because it's going to go up. You try to go down, it goes up. That's another subject by itself, but
yeah, that is. And also, if we're talking about it, also people knocking on your door, you don't have to answer your door. If you're not expecting anyone, you don't have to answer the door for everyone, unless you're expecting someone. There's a lot of scams where people pose as coming from National Grid or coming from PSEG. I know people come to my door wearing the bright yellow vest, which, you always kind of associate with a safety worker or somebody from a town. So they come to the door with a clipboard and they're wearing a vest. And I open, I've said something to them. I said, well, you're misleading already. I said, really get off this block and I'll report them to the police. And just say, because they're not being honest of who they are. They're telling me, we're doing a lot of repair work on roofs and things like that. And I said, well, why are you wearing an official looking vest? So you have to really, if it doesn't look right, it definitely is probably a scam. Having to be careful.
And one thing I would say, if you get one of these calls, hang up immediately. If you have any doubt, call.
Oh, we lost her again. But you could always call 311 or 869-6311, and we'll make sure we get you all attached.
You know what?
Yeah. That's don't another think that topic. You're overrated, that you know that you can trust. Oh.
There should be no dead spots for cell phones on Long Island.
Well, we have been talking with Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, hearing so much wonderful stuff about returning after the pandemic and the funding that's going to be available, how to get it, how to access it, safety 911. It's been wonderful speaking with you and can't wait to have you back on the show. We will be back right after this break.